Your attention, please.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Is this haunted room actually stretching?
Yes, yes, hello.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
There's no turning back now.
Happy holidays, everyone!
Alrighty, we're back. I'm Ryan Bergara, and welcome to the saddest podcast on Earth, where three grown adults commiserate over their separation anxiety from the happiest place on Earth during quarantine. Each episode, we'll work through our sorrow by breaking down Disneyland by category and then discussing our consensus top five things in that category, as well as what we believe the singular worst thing in that category is. And today's category is Christmas offerings. Just a couple disclaimers up top here. First, we're only covering Christmas offerings in the Disneyland Resort, so that's Disneyland proper and California Adventure, as well as hotels and Downtown Disney. Second, we define Christmas offerings as anything that is being offered exclusively during Christmas time, and that can include shows, ride overlays, merch, food, etc. Third, we miss Disneyland, but we're not here hoping it's going to open before it's safe to do so. We made this pod as a therapeutic device to talk about Disneyland until it can safely open. And finally, this list is once again a consensus among the three of us, formed by a point system. So we each made our own top fives, and a ranking of first is worth 5 points, a ranking of second is worth 4 points, and so on and so on and so on, and then I tallied the scores to create this aggregate ranking. As such, only I know the contents of the list, and the rankings will be revealed live to the other two. Speaking of the other two, I'm joined today by Byron Marin and Amanda Pham, who are the only two people I know that have an unhealthy obsession with Disneyland like I do. Between the three of us, we've logged an alarming 2,000 plus visits to the park. All that being said, Christmas offerings, we're back in the saddle. It's been quite some time since we've recorded an episode. We all got very busy. I entered the most busy time of my life, I would say, in terms of Watcher and various other projects. But happy to be back here doing what I want to do most, which is talking about Disneyland. That's the only reason I do any of my other work, is so that I could have just an hour out of my day to talk about something that is ultimately inconsequential in my life.
It's good to be back. This one specifically got me really emotional.
I don't think I've ever seen you get emotional, Amanda.
I don't like feelings, but this one...
I might have snuck onto the YouTube and like watched some of the...
parades
my favorite
shit.
Like holiday kind of things.
The YouTube, huh?
The YouTube. It's you should check it out sometime. I think you'd like it.
But we've been gone so long, Byron's aged 30 years. He calls YouTube the YouTube now.
Drop the U.
Drop the
duh. Drop the duh.
It's cleaner. That's Justin Timberlake in the film Social Network. Anyways, I gotta say, the amount that I've missed Disneyland has gone up exponentially since we last recorded. I don't know if it's because we're near Christmas time. Maybe it's because we're rounding the bend here on about being a year away from setting foot in the park, which is by far the longest I've ever gone.
I think all of us.
Out of curiosity, what is the longest you guys have gone?
I'd say about now it'd be this, almost.
Other than this, obviously.
Well, because there's the year I did like backpacking around the world, so I wasn't around here, but I cheated because I went to the international parks.
Yeah, I was about to say, that doesn't really count.
So I kind of scattered like the Tokyo one, the Shanghai one that had just opened at the time, and then
fucking
Paris.
Fucking flex. Here
yeah,
you go.
Wow, I feel so bad for you.
But in the meantime, you guys hop on the YouTube. You guys could check out some of their offerings. Pretty sweet.
I think mine was like, before this, I remember getting like antsy after 2 months.
I think mine might be around 2 months as well. I don't think it's more than that because, I get antsy and I recognize like, oh, I got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know what I'm doing here.
Every time like a new sort of like season starts, Because like every sort of season has something that like is synonymous with Disneyland for me.
Yeah.
Whether it's that like that entire day you spend in like maybe slightly uncomfortable heat with too much crowds during the summer, but you're there the whole day and there's something special about that and the long hours. Or of course, you know, when like the Halloween or Christmas decorations come in and you just like going just for those couple hours to take that stuff in. So like every time there's like a new sort of season or, you know, moment where there might be doing some overlays, that's when it starts hitting me like, oh wow, I would be there for this.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a Cali, I guess, like I was born here, so we don't have seasons.
Well, we know that because you referred to California as Cali.
Okay, I actually never do that, and I actually caught myself in my head.
You didn't catch yourself fast enough. That slipped right through the net.
But there's no seasons. How else would we know?
Leaves are finally falling now.
No, how would we know if it's winter, though, unless we go to Disneyland and we see all the decorations?
That's true. I mean, there's other ways, but I mean, that's my way for sure. I try to go at least once a month. Otherwise, I'll commit murder, probably. I'll probably commit crimes. Then that's fine if I just perjured myself, or not perjured myself because I didn't lie. I guess before we get into... It's been a while since we've talked park here. So I know we don't normally do this on the podcast for people that have been listening to our episodes, and for newcomers, this is we're going off the rails here a little bit, but Avengers Campus, I just wanted to talk about that really quick. I can't believe I've kind of forgot that they could make progress on construction while the park was closed.
It's close, right? It's like almost done.
It's close. It's pretty close.
Are they still thinking summer?
Well, originally it was going to be summer 2020, wasn't it? I thought it was.
Either summer or like September or something like that.
Well, I know the Ratatouille ride was supposed to be 2020.
That was supposed
summer.
To be July of 2020. Yeah.
And now I just saw that they installed the marquee over in Walt Disney World because they get all the fun stuff. That's neither here nor there. But the Avengers Campus employees went on the Spider-Man rides. Sounds pretty cool. Tried to avoid spoilers, but I'm excited. In my ideal world, they would have just went all out on projects while, you know, this downtime is happening. Because, like, imagine how fast they could construct things if there's no pesky guests running around all day.
I mean, they are
losing.
It
wasn't the case, though.
They're losing, like, billions of dollars.
Well, they were
they can't just, like, throw in stuff for Ryan.
Like, they had to, like, almost, like, drop or, like, suspend projects indefinitely. The Tron coaster, I think, is on hold now. Like, now it's going to be... For whatever reason, I don't know what kind of contracts they had with whoever was building that ride, but I think the Guardians coaster is going to open first now, before Tron, even though Tron was like under construction like well before that.
That's true. I guess I should be thankful that the park still exists. They were hemorrhaging cash there. They were burning through cash at a pretty rapid rate like the fucking Joker. It was not a good situation for the park. Anyways.
Right, they're funneling in their Disney Plus money.
Yeah, they'll make... plenty of that back with their 8,000 Disney Plus TV shows that they just announced.
Stoked.
Anyways, let's move on to this list.
Oh, yeah, holiday offerings. That's
top
what
five
that's
holiday
what
offerings here at the Disneyland Resort. We're going to keep all of that in because that's how we roll here.
The things we would have missed out on for Guardians of the Galaxy. Or, sorry, why did I say that? Galaxy's Edge.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like they had plans for the holidays, and then we'll never see it.
Oh, we could have seen, like, a little Grogu walking around?
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been kind of cool. Never going to see it now. Anyways, into the holiday offerings here. Let's just jump right into it. Okay, number five, we have, and also I'm happy to say, a clean five this time. No ties. So... there was some agreement among the three of us, which is rare.
And you're not complaining too much yet about the list, so you must be some at least complacent.
I think I'm okay with the list. I did kind of wiggle around one to make it a little cleaner, but I will punish the responsible party by shaming them at some point in this podcast.
I have a feeling it's me.
I'm trying to see, you know, his eyes dance like one way and then the next way. So I think when he looked over to you, it was like to try and cover up how obvious.
Only time will tell. Let's go to number five though. The number five holiday offering at Disneyland or the Disneyland Resort is Christmas Fantasy Parade.
There's a special magic at Christmas time this year.
Now, this is a little low on the list for my liking. I personally had this at 3. It looks like Byron had this at 5. And Amanda, inexplicably absent on her list. So let's just go ahead and go to my left here. We'll start with Byron, and then we'll go to Amanda, then back to me. Reactions on this at number 5. It was ranked number 5 for you. So.
I ranked at number 5, so...
You seem to.
I split the difference there. I mean, it's a great offering. I don't have any issue with it being higher.
Yeah.
On the list. I guess like yeah, I do feel like it has to be like I had to put it on the list.
Yeah. How does it not crack a top 5 holiday offering list?
Yeah, it barely cracked it for me. It's you know what it is. It's a really respectable parade. I feel like it might be showing its age a little bit. I think it's been around since like 2000, maybe around that time. It's been around for like 20 years.
Is that not the charm of it, though?
That's the thing. It's still charming. I still enjoy it, but I feel like they could still make like little updates with the production value. Like, for example, if you go to... Basically, Magic Kingdom has a version of this parade that I feel like is a little better and up to stuff, up to snuff now.
Here we go.
I don't know about that. I see maybe your point in that. I wonder how much of this is just caked in nostalgia for me. Like if I was a new child watching the show for the first time, or like an adult watching this parade for the first time, would I think it's as good as it is? Not having, you know, had, you know, almost 2 decades, well, actually more than 2 decades of experience of hearing this delightful little tune.
I think you could have the same tune though. You could have the same vibe. You keep those big... Those nutcrackers are awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Nutcrackers, the rollerbladers, but they look like they're on skis.
That's pretty good.
In Main Street.
Too.
Like, you could keep that old school charm, but just in terms of the Disney IP, you could update some of those floats.
I will say this.
Basically, hop on the YouTube and check out... I think it's called... I don't know. It's like some sort of Mickey's... I think it's Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
Parade. It has a very similar vibe and charm to what Disneyland's is, but it's a little more updated. I think it walks a tightrope really well.
Interesting, interesting. I might have to check that out. I will. What am I saying? Might. Let's go to Amanda. First question: why do you hate Joy?
I wasn't really listening to what he was saying because I don't really care about parades in general.
Yeah, yeah.
In general. Like, I respect them and I respect the energy that it takes to put on, like, a great
float. I think you have said this a few times.
Yeah, I'm very consistent.
And then it goes in our ear and out of it and we just refuse to accept this.
Yeah, I thought there were exceptions, like, you know, Joy in parade form.
Okay. If you guys, we were at Disneyland and then you guys were like, let's watch the parade. I'm going to be like, for sure, let's do it. But I'm never going to, like, recommend
it. But you'd be
it.
Seething.
I have
secretly,
a new...
Secretly, you'd be seething underneath. You'd be like, sure. But in the inside, you'd be thinking murderous thoughts about
us. No, I would wave to Mickey. But I don't know if I'll, like...
I've developed a newfound appreciation for parades. Because I feel like anything outdoors or anything that I see that resembles any sort of, like, form of storytelling, entertainment, performance, anything live... For whatever reason, I'm so easily amused now that I do think about it. I'm like, wow, like I should see those parades more often. Or
you're the
I wish
grandpa
I did.
Just on the bench, like waiting.
Yeah, like, I mean, it sounds kind of like because I usually always feel like I have to be somewhere. I have to be at a ride. I have to be at a reservation for a dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't usually have the luxury of, and yeah, you don't want to sit out there 2 hours to get a good like seat.
So you nap at Lincoln and then you head out and you just
and
sit
plop.
Right there for
that's the move. That's the move.
Byron goes to Disneyland to not move past Main Street.
The Truro cart's right there. It's ready to go.
I gotta say, I am not a parade guy. I don't enjoy parades. But there's something about this parade that just reaches back for me. Like, I have so many home videos of me sitting on, like, the little, you know, the curbside with my family waiting for the parade to start. And the excitement that I would get when I would hear this song start, because it starts in a very boisterous way.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I'll give you that.
It's so good. I could listen to this song and immediately be taken back to a moment in time and be happy. And that goes for like when I'm in the park as well. Like when I'm walking and this starts, I still feel that like tinge of excitement. It's kind of like the opposite tinge that you get when your phone rings and it's the same as your alarm in the morning. You get that immediate like drop in your stomach where you're like, ah, shit, another day of this bullshit.
Or whatever tone you have for a work email that comes in.
Exactly. It's the same kind
your
of
hair
like,
stand up like, shit, I thought my day was over.
There's like a Pavlovian response inside me to inspire joy when I hear this music. It's so goddamn good. Also, some pretty impressive set pieces as far as parades go. They have like the ice rink that's on wheels. Pretty crazy. I always enjoyed the Nutcrackers that had the snare drums, the drum line. Like, I just love drum lines. And having that, like a full-fledged drum line in a parade is so goddamn cool. Also, I just think everyone seems to be in the best mood when they're watching this parade, as opposed to like the year-long parades, which kind of seem like a slog. Everyone's in a Christmassy mood. You're sitting on Main Street. It's all dressed up. It's very conducive to a parade experience. Also, you get the very funny thing of when you're at a parade or you're sitting for a parade, and there's people who are walking along Main Street, maybe a tourist, they don't know what's going on. They just know that now everyone's looking at them. And there's always that moment when they realize everyone's looking at them, and they either love it or they hate it. And I love watching that as well.
It's a strategy for me.
What?
To just get out of, like, I'm glad everyone just, like...
Oh, just stops? Yeah.
Stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the opposite of the fireworks, which is just an enormous clusterfuck.
Right.
But anyways, that's number five. We should move on. Let's go to number four here. Number four is The Castle. Now, I will say, I'm just going to go out and say it. I did not have this on my list.
I didn't have it on my list either.
And I got to admit, that might be an oversight.
Are you serious? It didn't cross my mind.
It crossed my mind.
Can you give me some credit for
Amanda?
Yeah,
it should be on the list.
Amanda had it at number one, by the way.
Huh?
Amanda had it at one on her list.
I mean, I could see it being a number one for people.
It's like what you think about. I thought that was like an easy one for all three of us.
The castle's pretty evergreen. I don't know. I mean, the castle's
always
there.
No, specifically the beautiful,
yeah, but
like
the blue
lights
on it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
How many pictures do you have in front of that twinkly?
Not as many as the normal castle.
Really?
Okay, you know what? Also, this is such a shit move, but I also have pictures in front of the Cinderella Castle at Magic Kingdom.
Ugh.
And that one's like just towers. It's so whenever I see the Cinderella one, well, it's cute and charming, but like, I don't know.
It should be on the list on the Disney World. We got an intruder here.
You stop mentioning popcorn. You stop mentioning Disney World.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things about the Disneyland Resort here in California I actually prefer over Disney World.
I think that's valid, though, because why not put the effort that you're putting in Disney World over to Disneyland?
Yeah, well, then again, I don't know, because like, this is the original Disneyland, so I kind of like that it does have the smaller...
I like our castle better. I think it's more refined. I think theirs looks
more
personal. It looks a little more goofy. I don't know. I think ours looks better. That's just my opinion. I will say that I did not have this on my list. I think it's the inferior of the other photo opportunities that are in the park when it comes to Christmas. Like, I'm not rushing over to the castle so I could get a picture of that, you know, sick snow on the castle.
When you enter Main Street, you're not like, wow, I have something to look forward to.
Well, it'd be hard to notice it because there's a big fucking tree in the way.
I was trying to hold it back because I may or may not have put the tree on the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the thing is, like, it's like tough to be like, can't wait to take a picture in front of that castle behind that giant Christmas tree. It's just got snow on it, and at night I guess it's like glittery and stuff, but it's kind of glittery at night during the year round, isn't it? No, they didn't.
It's part of the experience, even at the nighttime show that we will talk about, I'm sure.
Here's the extent of how the
okay,
castle...
so here's another thing. Is like, I was kind of like trying to have my cake and eat it too, where I was kind of including that visual to go along with that thing we'll undoubtedly talk about in a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. I'll say this. when it comes to the castle and Christmas and the feelings that it invokes inside me, here's what happens when I walk into the park during Christmas time and I see the castle. And I was like, huh, they got snow on it now. Anyways, we should get a fast pass for Indiana Jones. And that's it. That little fleeting moment is the thought I have. I go, huh, look at that. They got snow on it again.
I think it deserves a little more respect.
It's not even snowing in California. That's crazy.
I need some online support with this because I feel very lonely.
That's fair.
I think you're going to get some backup. Don't worry.
That's what happens when you list the castle at number one. You're going to be lonely at the top of that snow-filled castle. Let's move on, unless anyone else has something to say about the castle.
Nope.
I'm good.
Yeah, that sounds about right. What are you going to do? Has lights on it, has snow.
You know what? Okay,
there's
one
no attraction
thing,
to it.
It does suck to take a photo of that fucking castle because at night it looks the best, but you'll get the shittiest photo.
Yeah,
because
you don't have the flash capability. You don't have a photo studio.
Right. So I'll give you that.
I don't know. We could test it on the iPhone 12 one day.
Yeah, maybe we'll. Yeah, if you have the iPhone 12,
features.
This is a great list. Let's go to number three here. Number three, Byron's trying right now to open a Mickey Mouse ice cream quietly away from his microphone, but I could definitely hear it still.
Amanda ever so generously brought a box of Mickey chocolate ice cream treats, and I had to eventually cave.
It's good. I had one earlier. Let's go to number three here, and this is Small World. Small World Holiday. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All that fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Classic choice here. I had it at number four on my list. Byron had it at number two. And Amanda, once again, no Small World on Amanda's list.
But I did mention it before in another episode.
You're
and
right.
I
You're
thought
right.
It was. It did not beat the five that I mentioned.
Yeah. You didn't. I mean.
But it is my honorable mention.
There's some other things. There's some things on your list that I'm like finding it hard to figure out how you edge it over. Byron's not doing a good job of getting this ice cream in his mouth.
It's falling apart. Okay, I put it at two, right?
You put it at two.
Sorry, my ice cream is like drooping on the ground.
The exterior, right?
By the way, I mean, this you've peaked out here when it comes to, if you wanted to look more like a man child, you got the poo ears on, you're eating a Mickey Mouse ice cream that's dribbling all over your beard while talking about Disneyland.
It's awesome.
Back to my thought.
Yeah, let's get back to your thought about Small World Holiday.
Okay, so there's another ride holiday layover I put on this list.
Yeah.
I actually ranked this one higher. And my reasoning was I legitimately like this. God, another piece fell. Sorry. I legit like this overlay better than the regular ride.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's
the other one,
okay,
I actually might prefer the regular ride.
That's a good point.
I never want to ride Small World during the regular year.
That's fair.
I think
I
you get
either.
Too many loops of the It's a Small World theme, whereas you get the Jingle Bells kind of interlaced. I can't even like finish this thought. I'm having too difficult of a
Wait,
time.
Wait, so we're talking about the ride or the exterior?
Oh, I'll go ahead and throw you a rope here. I agree. That's actually a really good point. I still do think that Haunted Mansion Holiday is the superior layover, or overlay rather, not layover. But I see your point that I still prefer Haunted Mansion over Haunted Mansion Holiday. I cannot say the same about Small World. That being said, I still think it's not as good. But I could see why you would ride that train of thought. I see why you bought that ticket.
And on top of it, Haunted Mansion Holiday starts in October, so I'm already kind of getting it in there.
Yeah, you're getting it in October.
It's a hybrid. It's, you know, Halloween and then Christmas.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, Amanda, let's move to you here because I'm curious why, once again, this is absent off your list.
No, but I love this one was going to be like number five or four.
Yeah. But then you had to list number four as, I mean, spoiler alert here. It didn't make the list, but how could Haunted Mansion, how could Small World Holiday possibly beat Amanda's number four choice, which was Food and Wine?
Okay, fuck off. I love, dude, the holiday one was so good last year.
It is good. The California Adventure, like, Food and Wine holiday version. I forget what it's actually called.
I love food more than lights.
I guess so. Lights and children singing and being happy.
I do need to do my research on more holiday food offerings. Because I actually don't. Besides, like, the hot chocolate and the stuff that's there year-round, I don't usually go into, like, find, like, holiday special treats.
Yeah, I got you. That's, like, my shit, is, like, finding those exclusive
except you didn't foodies. List any of the exclusive items. You just listed the whole festival.
I know. Well, because all the vendors were really good. Because the food and wine offering for the, do you know what I'm talking about? The necklace you get to, like,
yeah,
eat, like, a bunch.
I guess that is an offering in that it's a program.
Yeah, it's fucking worth it.
It's also, though, if you want to spin it another way, that'd be like asking you, what's your favorite Disneyland? You know, what's your favorite food that's offered in Disneyland? You would just go, oh, you know, the ones they offer in the park.
Well, good thing you said holiday offerings inclusive of,
I just felt like, you know,
XYZ.
Specificity is the thing that breeds conversation. And food and wine.
I will say the food and wine offers my favorite hot chocolate, which is like a peppermint.
It is good. It's good. It's good hot chocolate.
So good. There you go.
The Small World Holiday. I don't like Small World the ride. I will say that. But I do enjoy this one just because the lights of it all really are conducive to a Christmas feeling. It's perfect. And hearing all the different Christmas songs, it's a fun time.
Like, wait, are we talking about the ride? You guys like the ride?
Haunted Mansion. No, we're talking about Small World Holiday, yeah.
Oh, I do like the ride.
That's silly.
You don't like the Small World Holiday ride?
I don't like Small World, but I love the outside. Like the ceremony that they have, the lighting ceremony.
Yeah.
Outside
where there's like the
is
Nutcracker
beautiful.
Clock thing is really
cool.
But
then
obviously
inside,
the facade goes to a next level.
The ride is so annoying both times.
That's why I like it more during the holidays. It gets a little less annoying because you get some jingle bells sprinkled in there.
Interesting. Maybe I don't like Joy.
Maybe. I mean, it's either that or you just like staring at a castle instead.
I like staring. Maybe.
She's here for the gram, and that's it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to number two. We're tearing through these now. Number two is Haunted Mansion Holiday. Now, this is the superior ride overlay. In my opinion, I have it ranked at number two. Byron has it at four. Amanda has it at number two as well. Let's go to Byron. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but what do you got?
As a ride, it's still the superior ride. Yeah. No question about that. Specifically for holidays, I didn't have it as high, but I originally actually had this as two, and then I ended up switching it with Small World just because, for the sake of holidays, I thought it was a much bigger improvement.
I sense a tinge of regret in your voice there.
That's
none.
Silly.
No, I could have gone either way, but. overall, like, if I was going ride against ride, yeah, sure. But
it sounds like I should have been ranked.
I've already given my reasoning, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
But no, it's terrific. But usually, my excitement for this starts in like late September.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the time Christmas rolls around, I've been on this three times, and Small World's kind of finally making its way in there, and. Ultimately, it's just because it goes across two holidays and it starts way earlier that I don't usually associate it as strongly with, like, a Christmas season or December offering.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a better ride.
It is full of presents and Christmas, and there's an entire room dedicated to a gingerbread house.
Yeah, and I start.
I see what you mean about it not being associated.
And they're
with
there,
Christmas.
And they're there in October. They don't drop the gifts off once like December starts.
This might be a hot take. I actually don't enjoy this overlay coming up in October. I feel like it should come up in November.
In November?
Because I think the original Haunted Mansion is the superior form of this ride, and when it's spooky time, I want to be in a spooky environment. I don't need to go...
Oh, it's already spooky.
Yeah, would I need it to be Christmassy? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
But it's because there's, like, a pumpkin in the movie.
That's dumb. I don't know. I just, like, I don't need... Like, bring in the Jack Skellington and all those folks when it's Christmas time. So I do associate this ride with Christmas. I actually don't really ever go on it in October because I'm not I'm not trying to get in that mood.
And that is true, because, like, isn't Nightmare Before Christmas kind of about, you know, Halloween infiltrating Christmas?
A little bit.
It's not like Santa's, like, coming into Halloween land, like, ha ha, spreading holiday cheer. It's, like, the other way around.
The thesis of that movie is essentially that Halloween blows. So why the hell is it on the mansion in Halloween? That doesn't make any sense. That's the time for that to shine. Either way, Haunted Mansion Holiday, fantastic. Amanda, you got any thoughts on this?
I just, without fail, every, like, winter, you're going to want to, you have to go on that.
Yeah.
And not, yeah. I don't, like, rush. I don't remember the last time I went to Small World.
The cue music, the outside cue music for this is delightful.
Right. It's the, like, what do you call it? The jack-o'-lantern? Is that what it's called? That skeleton guy.
On the outside?
Yeah, like, he has a really good presence. Like, the exterior just looks really beautiful.
Oh, it has all the candles, and then it has, like, that. I don't know how to describe the key music. We could play a clip of it right here.
The music is really good.
The music's fantastic.
And Jack Skellington's, like, dressed as Santa on the top, right?
Yeah.
I love the window break in this. When you're in the stretching room and the windows shatter, that effect is so effective. And also, the hilarious little singing that happens after that, na 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 na.
"'Twas the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse."
It's so good.
And it doesn't seem like a reskin. Like, you know how, like hopefully, like, Monsters, Inc. was, like, a terrible kind of overlay where they kind of had to do it. This one doesn't, it feels still very intentional.
It feels like a full-fledged attraction that was built for this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love, like, little, like, you know, where, what's that? What's the, Zero? Is that his name?
Yeah, Zero.
I love that room. No one talks about that room. But I love
the hallway?
That he's
the
added
hallway scene?
There.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Little things like that is really important.
Some of the best animatronics in the park, too.
Right.
That we have here. We got, you know, Oogie Boogie at the end. And then, obviously, the Jack Skellington and Zero animatronic in the graveyard is fantastic. I gotta say, I much preferred the giant Jack Skellington head in the stretching room as opposed to, like, the video, the projection version now. I don't know why
too much
they
screen,
changed
right?
it. Yeah, it's why...
It looks a little too, like, cartoon, like, animated. Well, yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't fit the rest of the ride, the aesthetic
right.
of the ride, which is very practical. Like, I don't understand why they changed that. That big head was such a showstopper.
It's a Universal move.
Yeah, they went full Universal Studios.
On the Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't like that. But other than that, our ride's a banger. We got the funny-ass snake in the attic. Some good stuff here. Giant list. Also, Madame Leota singing the 12 Days of Christmas, or saying the listing off her whatever. You know what
the
I'm saying.
The Gulav.
It's good.
Whatever.
The 12 Days of... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. Every single year, too, I'm, like, trying to find my name in that gift room. It's I'm a stupid child. Yeah. Like, just, like, really stoked if I see my name.
Nice.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
That's my name right there.
Yeah.
I can never find my name.
Yeah. Oh, Byron? Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I might find Ryan. Amanda and Ryan, pretty common names. Okay, let's move on from Haunted Mansion Holiday here. Let's go to the number one offering for Christmas, and that is Believe in Holiday Magic. I did a little finagling here. I had this at number one. Byron had this at number one. Amanda had it number three on her list. Snow on Main Street during fireworks. So I just grouped that in to this.
I on my listing, because they are conjoined.
Yeah, it's the same show.
Yeah, when the fireworks end, you get this amazing transition.
You wanted me to be specific.
So I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Nice.
Well, I mean, like, that would be like if you're talking about Fantasmic, you're not going to be like when Mickey comes on top of Tom Sawyer's Island.
Excuse
That's fantastic.
You said offering, and I was like, oh, they offered us snow.
It's in the show.
The show is cool. I love fireworks, but I also love snow.
Yeah.
Even if it's fake. Lovely. Now I'm too specific. I can't win.
What's your favorite Marvel film? when Captain America had his shield broken by Thanos. That's Endgame. Yeah, but that's my favorite film, that moment right there. That's an Endgame.
Hey, sometimes it works. Okay, wait, Byron, did you put, like, the whole show?
The whole show,
I just put Believe in Hollywood.
I feel like it was just easier for me, so I didn't have to, like, kick another thing off my list.
Yeah, it's a... This show is goddamn perfect.
Beautiful.
It every time gets me emotional when I watch it. It's so goddamn good. And some of the renditions of the music in this show are my favorite versions of that song. I'll Be Home for Christmas, in this show, this is my favorite version of that song. It's so beautiful. We could play a little clip of it right now. The finale of this too is so good. I think it's an original, the song they end with when she's really hitting the crescendo. In the background, it has the dun 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 dun.
It feels like peak holiday when I'm there, and the fireworks show ends, yeah. And it makes that transition to White Christmas.
Cherish the holidays forever, and always believe.
It's hard not to get a little misty-eyed.
So good. We've talked about this in a prior podcast when it came to top Disneyland shows. But the snowfall at the end, that moment, it should be corny. I'll admit that. It's fucking soap. But it hits every single time. And it does remind me of my grandma, who I said before, that's the only time I've really seen her get emotional. It's crazy.
I love hearing the air.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
That fucking shitty air.
Yeah,
that, like,
that you could hear it dispensing the snow. It's just
blowing it out. Like 20 seconds before.
I'm ready, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And I've never taken Laura to Disneyland, / she's never been with me, but the first time we go together.
That's still insane to me.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a special. She doesn't deserve it yet.
How long have you guys been together?
2 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you stay home. I'm going to go have fun at.
You know what? I actually respect it, though, because there's so much pressure built up for her, I imagine, now, mm-hmm. For her to enjoy it. And also for you, it's probably just the fear that she won't enjoy it. I actually understand a little bit.
I'm not going to waste it on her. If she needs to, like, earn it, and then... But the first time we go will be before that fireworks show.
That's fair.
Like, it has to be for... Like holiday season, because
now picture this.
So if the three of us went together before that, you don't think she's coming?
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna like offer it to her. I'm just gonna be like,
You're gonna come meet us on a Friday night after work.
Yeah.
Sometime later on next year, maybe, if I'm being optimistic.
Oh, please, God.
And Laura's gonna ask, like, wait, where are you going? You're just like Friday nights with the boys, and then you're out.
Yeah.
You stay home with the kids.
That's great. So let's paint the picture of you're watching these fireworks, this magical moment's happening, the snow's falling. you turn to look at her to be like, isn't this great? She's fast asleep. Just completely knocked out.
Okay.
Standing up.
See, that's the test to get married or not.
Holy shit. No, I guess you
put
like
a lullaby her to sleep. I think it'd be worse if she like rolled her eyes. Fucking really? Like
yeah, Amanda's like turning to look at her to pull out the ring, sees that she's asleep, just takes that ring, puts it back in her pocket, checks to see if the receipt's still valid.
Exactly.
All right. Returning this bad boy to Tiffany's.
Or a snow starts falling. All right, can we go now?
Save me money.
That's tough.
But what an important moment, like, you're with your grandma. That's kind of how I feel, like, when I was younger, wanting to come with a partner.
Yeah,
that moment, literally.
Same for me. I always thought when I have a girlfriend one day, she's going to enjoy this, I hope. And she did. Mari and I, when we first started, we were like, let's see, November. We were about 2 months in of dating, and this was like, this day was the day I asked her to be my girlfriend, and it was, I remember watching the fireworks, and it was nice, yeah, but I was scared, so I get it.
2 months, you move fast.
Yeah, I put a lot of pressure on her, you know. anyways, this is a fantastic show. It hits you in all the feels, and I think it might be their best version of, I don't know, it's between this and Remember Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
But I really, right now, maybe because it's Christmas right now, I do feel like this is the best fireworks show they have. It's so good. I could admit that Remember Dreams Come True probably has like a better display in terms of like set pieces that they offer, but it doesn't make me as emotional as this show does. So that's why I think it might take it for me. Anyways, that's the five there. Now let's move on to our honorable mentions. These are things that did not make the list, but were on our personal lists, and we will go one by one now. So, Byron, what's your honorable mention?
I'm going with the massive gingerbread house in the Grand Californian Hotel lobby.
That's awesome. I'm mainly saying this
because I know it would not get touched up on.
Wait, I love
if
that.
If I didn't, I know there's like another one that was on my actual list that didn't make our cumulative list. But yeah, there over the last few years, I've noticed whenever I go to relax or maybe grab a glass of whiskey at that bar, there's this massive, and I believe it's actual gingerbread. And it's just, it's very well made. It's probably like twice as tall as I am. I don't know. Maybe I'm inflating it with my memory, but it's a very impressive display and it smells terrific.
What's the deal with gingerbread houses, by the way? You ever notice that? Can you think of another food where the main purpose is to just dress it up and you have no desire to eat it at all? Like, cause I don't see a gingerbread house and think I want to eat that. I'm always just like, oh, it's Christmas. Yeah. It's a gingerbread house. It smells nice.
That's true. And usually, like in school and stuff, when we made gingerbread houses, it was just graham crackers, right?
It's graham crackers and like frosting and adhering it together. But like, I've never made a gingerbread house with the intention of eating it after.
Yeah.
No, which was sad too, because it sucked like sticking those things together with frosting. As a kid, you just wanted the frosting.
Oh, I hated frosting as a kid.
You seem no fun.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like frosting. It hurts my tummy.
Do you like joy, Ryan?
I like joy.
Thank you.
But frosting expels joy, if you know what I mean.
That's how I feel about pumpkins, though. Just make the pumpkin, but I don't know if I like want to eat. Well, like, I don't feel like it's
delicious.
Pumpkin
seeds are delicious, though.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't see a gingerbread house and like, oh, that looks good. That looks delicious and tasty.
It seems like a waste of food.
Yeah.
Well, it's been like standing there for a while. So like there's just nothing sanitary.
No.
About eating a gingerbread house.
So there's no part of you that after like a couple whiskeys, you're thinking maybe I'll take a bite of this big ass gingerbread house and roll the dice on whether or not they'll kick me out.
Yeah. There's just no clean way to go about it.
No. I mean, you'd have to, like, kind of snap off a piece or something. Is it even real? Is it gingerbread? Or is it, like, just, like, scent that they're pushing out and it's cardboard?
I'd have to get a closer look. They kind of have, like, a roping around it so that no one could actually go in for a bite. But I think it was I don't know. It was pretty real. Like, it was really impressive. Either way, they created a hell of an illusion if it's, like, actually a scent. But it looked like it was, like, real gingerbread, like, material.
I like this pick. This is a sleeper pick.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I did not think of that. It's good. Amanda, for your honorable.
I'm just going to mention the one that wasn't on the list.
Is it food and wine?
No. The Abuelita hot chocolate. The frozen one.
Hot chocolate.
It's frozen Abuelita hot chocolate, and that's a holiday offering, and it's with horchata.
It is.
Okay, so is it actually hot, or is it frozen?
No, it's, I guess, with, like, ice cream.
Yeah, frozen hot chocolate's confusing. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it was really good.
Like, would you have it during the day, or would you have it at night?
I had it during the day at the time.
I see.
But it was fucking awesome.
That sounds good. That sounds great. I love Abuelita, so.
Seems like you'd only enjoy it during the holiday season in California.
Yeah.
Possible.
I was going to mention the peppermint hot chocolate, but that's with the food and wine.
But had to mention the food and wine.
Anyways, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I got to try it out. I haven't had it.
My honorable mention is the thing that did not make the list, which was the only thing on mine that didn't make the list, which was the churro sundae offered at the Golden Horseshoe, which is really... really fucking good. It's got little brownie bits in it. It's got the churros. I believe the churros have some sort of, like, extra thing about them, like, whether it's, like, the actual topping or the filling. And then you got peppermint ice cream.
Ooh.
In the sundae.
Yep.
And I know that I almost put the peppermint ice cream that's offered at the Gibson Girl on here, but there's a part of me that suspects this might be the same ice cream. I don't think it is.
Isn't it all dryers?
It's all the same.
Because isn't even Gibson Girl dryers, technically?
Is it? I don't think it is. I hope not.
I'm pretty sure it is, Ryan.
Look at the little logo. I think it is.
Well, either way, the churro sundae, you really get a bang for your buck here. You get your ice cream, you get brownies, and you get the churros.
Do you get a tummy ache?
I mean, that sounds delicious. I can't believe I haven't heard of this.
It sounds sugary.
It's at the Golden Horseshoe.
Because I love brownies with ice cream. So if you could add a Disneyland churro to that...
You're in business. Business is a boom.
But if it's the normal churro, right? Nothing fancy with the churro.
No, there's a fancy. It's a fancy churro.
Oh.
It's like two churros, like cut it like a churro cut in half and like stuck into the sundae. It's quite good.
I did mention too.
I was hesitant to list it because I was worried it would increase lines, but I don't think we have that kind of power. Let's be honest.
Everyone's gonna forget about it by the time it opens.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't have any. We don't have any listeners by now.
Yeah, I know. We haven't recorded a podcast in like a month and a half. We probably it's. This is an echo chamber we're in right now. that's my honorable mention. Now let's go around and talk dishonorable mentions. I'm going to be honest, did not think about this one. I'd forgotten that we do this, and I'm going to think of it on the fly. So
I can give you my extra one.
Ooh, I have a dishonorable.
What's your... No, I'm gonna keep it.
Because I'm wondering if I should just say what my main dishonorable mention is before, like... But if it's not going to get said by you two, then...
Ooh.
Or if
it is,
then I could just wait and give a more...
I have mine.
Just go quickly.
Okay.
Just do them.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the less obvious one. I'm going to do the Jingle Cruise.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's
I was going to say that. Damn it.
And here's the deal. I haven't been on it. That's why it's my dishonorable mention.
Oh,
what the hell?
Okay, no. That's not fair.
I want to go on it. I want to hear what your thoughts are, but the way I see it is I assume that it's lazy.
It's funny that you would assume something's lazy by assuming, which is inherently lazy. I think this thing is lazy because I'm too lazy
to
see
like
it.
One of those, it's like one of those takes one to know one sort of thing. So I'm going with Jingle Cruise.
What was your other one? I don't even want to talk about that one.
My other ones, actually, I have more experience with is the actual World of Color.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God damn it.
There you go. See, that's why I said Jingle Cruise.
Well, you know what? If that's all of ours, we don't need to. I mean, I can't think of another thing. But I do know that the World of Color Christmas show
is trash.
Sucks enormous.
Maybe the worst show, right?
It doesn't suck. It's just not.
It's terrible.
You're kind of watching like, well, I wish this was the regular version. I don't care what time of year it is.
Even if we didn't get the regular one first, that's a boring show.
Well, it makes me realize how good is World of Color, the original show. Is it actually really good, or is it because they're playing with our emotions by playing nostalgic scenes? And mixed with obviously very vivid and impressive display, but when you take away all of the scenes that mean things to us, and it's just Christmas music, it kind of feels like I'm watching like the Bellagio all of a sudden.
The whole thing is a stretch.
There's a better build than the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care on the Christmas version. I'm thinking actively I could be on a ride right now or watching the fireworks that I hear behind me.
Or watching the fireworks show. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That'd be the...
Or I could be, you know, standing outside of Jingle Cruise wondering if it's going to be a bad ride and just going, you know, it's a bad ride. I'll just...
Just move on.
Just move on.
I do have a dishonorable. Because I'm a food person, a lot of the food is, like, to me, really bad.
Oh, yeah, those Santa hat macarons.
Yeah, so bad.
So like, bad.
All of them are really actually trash. Like, the churros that they make fancy, not very
good.
Oh,
yeah, when they have too much, they try to dress it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not great.
I don't know. I can name off so many things that I've tried that just are so plastic.
What do you think of Cars Land Holiday?
I was going to put Mater as, like...
Honestly, I think the decor
is pretty good.
I think the decor, I almost put it on my list, actually.
I almost did, too, but my disdain for
that
franchise.
I think it's the best.
Yeah.
I think...
It wasn't worth mentioning, is what I'm saying.
Ironically enough, I think it's the best display of decorations in that park.
In California Adventure or the resort?
In a California Adventure.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. It doesn't touch Main Street in that...
Yeah,
you know.
It's good. No. It's well-dressed up for, you know, being a shit property. But it's... I have such a weird love-hate relationship with Cars Land. I hate how well done it is. But, I mean, I am reaping the benefits of that because it is well done. I just hate those
characters. I like that you don't have to be too tied into the IP to enjoy the land.
Yeah, that is the evil genius of it. either way, if anyone does not have anything else to add here, I think that wraps it up.
Good work, team.
Happy holidays, everyone.
We'll see you guys in 2021. We're going to do one of these a year. Until the park eventually opens. happy holidays. Hope you guys are spending your Christmas safe. You know, we're almost done with this thing, hopefully. You know, maybe we'll see you in the park. But we're gonna keep recording, and, you know, things might pick up again for this. But I'm glad we got this one in at the buzzer of 2020. Yeah. I think that's it, right?
Cool. Yep. Happy holidays, everybody.
Well... I guess, you could continue to follow us on our social media, which is manned by Amanda there. She's the one captaining the ship. For at SaddestPod on Instagram and Twitter. And, I guess just stay tuned for whenever we do another one of these.
In the meantime, we're going to be hopping on the YouTube, maybe watching the Jingle Cruise, seeing if it's worth my time.
Yeah, you could do that. But we'll see you guys later. Merry Christmas.